You're nervous?
Not really. Because I'm just going to follow your lead. I mean, I'm not going to, you know.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go. My name is Brooke, and I'm here today with a very, very special guest. Say hi.
Insert name here.
This is my mom, Adina. Hello.
Hello.
That was weird. I don't like calling you by your name. Like, you know, some people call their moms their first name.
You mean like Sal calls me mom or Adina? Yes, of course I do. My 17-year-old calls me my first name.
I don't like that.
I hate it. I think it's very disrespectful.
I was going to say, I see it as disrespectful, yeah.
Yeah, because we talked about that Uncle Rob does that.
We're just roasting our whole family.
Yeah. Let's welcome to Gals on the Go. And that's a wrap. January, let's roast them all.
Everybody sucks. Welcome back to Gals on the Go. Yes. No, seriously, this is a super fun podcast episode we have planned for you guys today. It is 2019. We are a day late. Apologies. It's been... We'll talk about that in the highs and the lows of the week. It's highlights and lowlights. I'm sorry. I always abbreviate it, and Danielle gets mad at me because it's technically...
Yes, it's highlights and lowlights. There is... I shouldn't probably say, but I was watching, you know, one of my favorite morning shows, and they do the highs and lows of the week, and I got very angry.
They copied us.
Yes. They copied you.
All of the inspiration originated from Gals on the Go. So today we are going to be talking about 2019, just all of the things. I feel like it's just the proper way to kick off the year. I'm a big fan of new beginnings in any sense. I love like a fresh week, a fresh day. So why not
a fresh blowout? As you just said, my hair was, what was the word that
quaffed?
You used?
Did I say that?
You know, you're like, I said, it's a little big. And you're like, it is, but it's okay.
I was like, it's a little much. That maybe is. That's what it was, but it's okay. We're a little extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, let's just kick it right off. Oh, I guess if you don't know my mom, well, I mean, I'm home for holiday break, so I don't really know you. People know you, I feel like, from my social media and stuff. She's a cool gal.
Thanks, Bob.
She's OG gals in the... OG gal in the Go, that's what we joke around about, right?
Sort of, like, yes. Yeah, because I used to be like a gal on the go to Florida.
Florida.
And then I became...
That's how the accent right? comes out. Is when it? You say yes. Florida.
Florida. And then I became a gal on the go to Minnesota. Then I became a gal on the go to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yes.
A lot... Well, a lot of your work involves traveling, but also just your... You don't really work a traditional... You have a traditional job, obviously, but you don't work in an office, so that creates a lot of, like, gal on the go.
Gal on the go-ness. Exactly.
I hate myself.
And I am a true gal on the go because remember when if anyone gets like their easy pass statement, do you have easy pass in Georgia?
No, they have
Sun Pass. No,
they don't have anything. You can just ride in like the fast lane. I think you have to pay a little something, but it's not like a pass. It's like it charges your plate,
yeah,
I think.
I would say that I think like easy pass, Sun Pass, there's like a couple of those
interstate. I'm sure they have it on the West Coast, yeah.
Yeah, is when they replenish my passes, you know, the average replenishment, like daddy would be like $25, $50, you know, for like to go over the bridges.
Yeah.
And mine is constantly updating and is now down to the low, low price of $255
oh,
a replenishment.
God, disgusting. So. But the taxes in New York State are absurd, like to get through the bridges and stuff. Yes. So that's why. Because in other states, they don't even have that at all. So
$15. To get over back and forth to the George Washington Bridge, which, by the way, fun fact, what's $15? The new
minimum wage
in New York, in not New York City, New York State.
It's really amazing.
Yeah, I was actually pleased. I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah, we learned about the negatives of a minimum wage in economics class.
I know you kind of mentioned that to me. I know it actually doesn't. That the higher
it's actually bad for the economy because then you're like establishing what is it like a price floor, like a minimum, like you have to charge at least this price, so it's like less people end up getting employed from a minimum wage from an economic standpoint.
Yes.
I don't know, we don't have to get into it. It's like it's politics and stuff, but it's true. Though. I mean, I think about when I worked at the ice cream shop, if it was a $15 minimum wage, two of us could have worked for that same price,
yeah,
like probably. And then,
well,
so what,
maybe, in his case, he might be able to get away with that waitress tip thing. You know, when you get tips, you don't have to get minimum wage.
But I used to get paid I did get paid minimum wage. And then I got like a what is it called, a raise?
A raise.
Yeah, I got like a 25-cent raise.
Yes,
I like wrote on my LinkedIn stuff. I told him one day, like, my old manager's name was Jack. I was like, Jack, by the way, I'm applying to college and stuff. I'm just going to write that I'm the assistant manager. Like, and he was like, I mean, you basically are. Like, I was like the most senior person there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Most responsible. You always were very responsible. But we'll talk about that later.
I can't wait to hear all the positive things you have to say about
your head won't be able to fit into the room. Danielle won't even be able to do the podcast because your head won't be able to get through the door next week.
Stop. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started with our highlights and lowlights of the week.
Let's do it.
We'll start with the low because it's always good to end
the
on
low. Might be that you don't have music to cue up the highlights and the lowlights.
I know, we're still working on
it. It's really got to happen.
Okay, so if any of you guys are into music and can create some sort of track, you know what to email. I think it's brookeanddaniellepodcast@gmail.com. We're always looking for...
You really need it.
I know, because we have Emma on the team now, so Emma does all of our like graphics and stuff.
I told you, she's doing an amazing job.
Mm-hmm. She does a great thing. She's in New York right now.
She's super
cool.
I'm sure you could find a... So just like you could find an Emma, you can find another one who really can handle all that transitional music.
Yeah.
Right?
No, definitely. So
I hope you get it.
I hope that someone's out there that
yes.
loves music.
Yes.
Okay, so what is your lowlight? You had a...
What am I starting with do I have to start? How does that work with you and Danielle? How do you determine?
It's usually just whoever takes it first. It's like it's like, okay, so my lowlight is I don't know. Knock on wood. Luckily we never have like such extreme lowlights.
Yeah.
Life has been pretty consistent these days.
Yeah.
But you had a pretty low...
My low light was, yeah, I was pretty down and out. I was, I started to get sick last Wednesday when I was at QVC. And actually, it was the first time that I was actually on air and I didn't feel well. And I thought to myself, wow, imagine like if this was 12 hours later, because I was able to... You know, say to myself, wow, I'm not going to be well in 12 hours. Like,
yeah,
you
know,
feel it coming
onset.
On.
Yeah.
And anyway, in all my years of being on television, 15 years, that's never happened. I started to get like body aches, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I think like I had a modified flu, probably the flu. Did I tell you that the doctor didn't want to?
Yeah, because it was too late. But you went to urgent care and like apparently everybody was sick.
Oh, like I was there on Sunday. So that was a bad thing. You know, I waited till Sunday. Because as Daddy wrote in the group text, Mom has a quote-unquote bad cold. Meanwhile, you know, checks x-ray later, I had, was, as he would say, we have to treat this as pneumonia, even though it's not pneumonia. So I had severe bronchitis, which was really
scary.
The first time I've ever had that.
Yeah, no, you were like, I feel like when you get sick, you just get past it. Or you're like, I have a cold, whatever, like, no problem.
Yeah.
But I knew it was bad when you were like sitting on the couch and you're like, I can't move. So
yeah, it was
that was not good.
So that was my low light. And actually, I'm sure you're going to hear from many of your people, you know, everyone you know is sick right now.
Yeah, like, it's really bad.
Yeah, so by the way, I apologize because I am a little nasal today for because of that still.
Mm-hmm. My low light, I don't know what happened to me yesterday. Well, I think that honestly, it's so weird because we just had this discussion about me going off birth control.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's that's really affecting me, but I've been like weirdly sad in some cases. Like, yesterday, I was sitting in the airport, and I just got, like, really, really sad for no reason. And I mean, there are, like, underlying reasons, like, little things, you know, that are just, like, I don't know.
Life,
that, like,
right?
You know, life happens. Nothing that, like, triggers it, and I'm like, I'm depressed. But, like, I've just been feeling the effects of that more and more lately, so I'm just a little...
Maybe you're just more dialed into your emotions because you feel like they're pure now. You know what I mean? Like,
I
do you ever think about it like that? Like,
because
you're not on hormones, so maybe you're just a little dialed in, or, you know, a negative word would be like to say hyper-focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe you're actually making it more even in your head than it really is.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I'm not sure. I mean, look, you know how I feel about it. I'm a fan that you went off of it.
I've just been doing a lot of research, and a lot of other people feel that way, like reading a lot of blogs and stuff.
I'm
so that's
sure.
why I'm like... Okay, this validates my... And you know I've been complaining about headaches and stuff lately.
Mm-hmm.
I took some Anacin before because I just, like, got another headache. It's like...
We have another migraine, not the...
Excedrin?
No, we have the Excedrin, but I also have Advil migraine downstairs.
Oh, okay.
I found
cool.
it when I was cleaning out
cool,
all
cool,
the...
Cool. I like to not take medicine. I really try to go for the... If it's, like, really not that bad of a... excuse me. If it's not that bad of, like, an ache and pain, I just, like, get over it.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to, like, constantly be on medicine. That I just don't like that. But yeah, I don't know. So if anybody,
I'm sorry. I didn't even know that. You didn't tell me.
No, well, if any of you have, but then a lot of people, like, it could be, like, hangover related, because, like, you know, the day after you drink, like, not only a moral hangover, because there was nothing for me to be morally hungover about, because sometimes that happens to people if they, like, hook up with someone, or, like, you know, they make a bad choice, yeah, or if you, like, talk to someone and, like, embarrass yourself, which I know I did none of that.
Right.
Because, well, no, I do.
No, moderately. You told me about the walking
with that was shoes. The day before, where I, like, nearly broke my ankle in my thigh-high boots. I'll tell you guys that story, okay?
That's a good one.
I was walking down the streets of New Orleans. Did the dog just bark?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear. Sorry. Oh, I was like, my hearing. I was walking down the streets of New Orleans, and after New Year's, it's like probably 1 a.m. We're walking back to our hotel room, and all of a sudden, like, it hits me. Like, my feet were hurting all night, and I was like, okay, now I can't walk. And then I started, like, wiggling my legs, like, inverting them. I didn't know this because I was, like, a little out of it, but Mariah told me that people behind me were, like, recording me and being like, oh, my God, because my legs were, like, inverting in. And then a woman stops me and she goes, sweetie. Like, I think she was like, I'm a mom. Like, I'm just telling you. I'm just letting you know. You gotta take off your shoes. You're gonna break an ankle. I was like, oh, my God. Never had that happen where it's, like, and I was, like, a little lit, but I wasn't, like, out of control. It was just pure pain that I was, like.
Isn't that the worst?
But you can't take off, like, I'm in the middle of New Orleans. I can't take off my shoes.
I don't know. I probably would have, hence me having that incident where.
You got glass
in my foot. I took my shoes off, by the way, again, on the eve of the Eve party. It just never.
Okay, can we just invent comfortable shoes? Like, I don't understand.
Not when you have a size, when you wear a European size, yes, wait for it, girls and boys and whoever is out there listening. European size 42. Yes, that breaks down to an American or a US 12.
I don't have that.
There are no such thing as comfortable high heels when you are that size.
Damn.
That's big.
Well, mine weren't even, like, from the tightness. Mine were just from, like, just the positioning of the heel and stuff. It was, and it was so many hours that I was in them. You know, I put them on at, like, 5 or 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. You're like, these are great.
I was, like, running down the streets. I was like, I'm comfy. Like, I'm dancing. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I was like, I don't know. Like, you know, in Bridesmaids, this is, like, a graphic scene when she, like, goes out in the middle of the street because she, like, they got food poisoning.
Yes, yes.
And that's, like, literally me. I was, like, getting closer and closer to the ground. Like,
that's so great.
I was, like, around the corner from my hotel, though, like, and it ended up being fine. So,
all right, so that's your low, and that's, you know, that's stinky. I'm sorry about that, but.
Yeah, it's okay. It's just, like, weird emotions that I've, like, never felt before, so it's, like, kind of concerning. If it continues, obviously, I'm gonna, like, have to do something about it,
yeah.
But it's weird, though, because, like, now I feel better today. So maybe it was related to the hangover, or maybe it's
and
just.
And also, like,
yeah.
You knew you were in the airport. You knew that you had a long time to wait in the airport, right? You
yeah.
Tell everyone you got to the airport 5 hours before your flight.
Yeah, they couldn't even check my bag.
Right.
Yeah.
So 5 hours before your flight, you knew you were on a connecting flight. You knew that you weren't landing until after midnight. Like, you know, all that. I could be honest with you. I've been at the airport when I've been coming home from Florida and had to have had similar situations.
Yeah, and it's
and
stinky.
I basically
yeah.
probably want to cry.
Yeah. No, and I was just alone, like, feeling, like, lonely and stuff.
It.
Yeah. So, but my highlight then, I guess, on the other side is that I got to see my best friends, which I haven't seen in 3 weeks, so it's great to see Maddie, Mariah, and then other friends, like my friend Jacqueline, my friend Bailey, Alicia, etc. I think I'm saying everyone. Hannah was there.
It was so great.
I'm really glad
aside
I went.
From the game, of course.
Which, we don't have to talk about that. I would put that as my low light, but I honestly erased it from my memory. It didn't happen.
How were the Texas fans?
Like, were they extreme, yeah.
No, but were they rubbing
Hulk
it in?
Horns.
Were they rubbing it in, like,
afterwards?
Yeah.
Like,
what is it like? I guess it's a good question. I was asking Daddy about this. What is it like when you're walking out of the stadium and you.
We left, like, probably, like, 2 minutes
all right,
early, so
but
we
even,
beat
2 minutes
all of them
early,
out.
Whatever. Even if you left 10 minutes early, still. What's it like when you're walking out of the stadium, you're decked out in, you know, UGA stuff.
Oh, it was embarrassing.
Head to toes.
Yes, we all felt very embarrassed.
And what do
yes.
they do? And do people, like, come up to you and be like, the dogs suck?
No,
like,
do no. They don't get in your face. I will say people in the South are a little bit more respectful, except for, like, the extremist fans who are, like, you know, like, crazy and they're, like, you know, from blah blah blah, like they'll say like really like nasty like evil things, but I mean it's never directed towards like you. It would never be like, you're an ugly dog, like I've never had that.
No, but they also don't, so most of the time they don't rub it in.
I will say the Texas culture is very different though. Like I saw, we were walking all around the city like during the day, so everyone, pretty much everyone that was in New Orleans was there for this. Like it's a huge source of income for them. They were all like, all the bartenders and like people like waiting on us in restaurants, they're so thankful that you're there,
because it's
a huge source of
yeah, that they wouldn't typically... Well, I guess you would. They would have it on New Year's Eve, but still...
Not as much, though. Like, everyone in the streets had Texas... But so many Texas people. And, like, just the attire and, like, the vibe of the Texas people is very different. Like, they all wear, like...
Where were they? By the way, where are they from in Texas? Like...
I think it's Austin.
I don't even know where that is. Is that terrible? Is that central? Is that southern? Or is that northern?
I want to say it's central, but I don't want to claim that. So let me hold up. Let's look
around. And maybe central to us, by the way, might not be central to a person from Texas.
Yeah, it's like pretty central. It's basically smack in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
Houston, and where is Houston? I'm so bad.
Where is Houston? Yeah, because I don't have my glasses.
Dallas is like more northern. I think that it's not that far of a drive for them, though, because look, there's New Orleans and there's Austin.
No, so like, oh, for sure. That I knew. I even said to, when we were watching the game, and I said to Daddy, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this has got to be great for them. This is like a commute of sorts.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
There were so many Texas fans, though.
Yeah.
Texas boys are cute, though. Mariah was, we were talking about it, because like, we were like, we played a fun game where it's like you point out people, and Mariah picks out some weird people. I'm sorry, Mariah, but like, and she'd be like, really? And then me and Maddie would be like, Mariah, no. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so that's your low and your high. So I didn't do my high. Did you do your high?
My high was just my weekend. I'm really glad I went, because if I, no shade towards home, but my New Year's at home wouldn't have been as fun.
No, so. How could you can't.
I can't, you can't. I know. When I told all my friends home, I was like, I'm going to go to New Orleans. They're like, yeah, it's fine. Like, how could you not? Yeah. What was yours?
So my high, which I have not told Brooke, right? So, because, you know, you just said it, you're going to make sure you have them ready. So my high is that you're back home still. So, you know, because just like you were saying, you get a little depressed. You know, I was kind of preparing myself to be a little down because you were going to have to leave tomorrow morning, right? Which would be Friday morning. And now we made a couple of changes and you're going to be here until Monday. And those 2 days give me 2 days more of happiness. So that's so sweet, Mom.
That's
my high.
That was very tender.
It's very true.
Well, no, I'm not leaving until Monday now.
Yeah, so I said Monday.
So what's today? Say Thursday?
Yeah, but I look at it like 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a whole weekend.
Yeah. Because it's all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. I won't see you Monday morning. Well, I mean, I'll say goodbye to you, but you're leaving at
5.
Yeah. Yeah. Get ready, because that's a work day. Daddy's going to, honestly, you have to be in the car driving away at 5.
Okay. I'll be fine.
Is that a self-tanner that you just put on, or just a
cream?
No,
it's just, I'm using my Sol de Janeiro Bum Bum Cream. Fast-absorbing body cream. Helps tighten and smooth like no other. You got me this for...
No, I know, but I wasn't sure if it was a self-tanner, because I'm like...
Doesn't it smell good?
I'm like, that's going to be a weird spot to have.
No, self-tanner. I just put it on my hands. We're also drinking our Grande Flat White with almond milk. A lot of people were saying that in their countries, if you live outside of the United States and you try to order it, you can't order it with almond milk. Isn't that weird?
Don't you remember when I would travel to the UK, how difficult it was for me to get a cup of coffee, like the American way?
Yeah, because they don't really
Call things what we call them. They don't have half and half. By the way, it does not. If I remember what happened when I used to say half and half, they would say half caffeinated, half decaf. And I'm like, no.
You mean cream, but they don't...
Yeah, and then I say cream, and they're like, Heavy cream. And then before you know it, I'm getting, like, whipping cream on top of my mouth. Like, no. So it's a problem.
That is a problem.
The same milk.
That's why, it's crazy that, those Starbucks and, chains like that are even popularized over there, because it's just such a different...
I don't think... I guess I don't know enough. Are they as popular as they are in the States?
Not as popular, but, they're popping up, though, more and more. Versus, it's crazy, though, because in Italy, I remember... Their culture is so different that they don't do takeaway coffee. You go and you get a cup of coffee somewhere and they give it to you in a cup to stay.
Do you call it takeaway?
That's what it's called. They call it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
do you still call it takeaway as a result?
No, I would say takeout, if anything. But
takeaway is actually a nicer way of saying it.
Oh, it's such an elegant way.
Yeah.
Like takeout. It's like, okay, I'll
punch
her. I'll take her out.
I'll take her out.
Yeah. You want me to take
you out?
It's like, there's a meme. It's like, I want someone to take me out at this point, punch me in the face or on a date. It's
exactly.
So anyways, that's what they call it. Takeaway. Interesting. Okay. But that's why Starbucks. Anyways, okay, so now we're going to talk about, oh, a news story or current event, I guess.
Yeah, see, now you could increase, by the way, so the person that's going to do it, you know what you should do? The news story should be the typewriter sound. You know, like, you guys don't even know what a freaking typewriter
is. Obviously,
but
I know what it's.
All right, you know what it is, but you've never used it.
No, I just watched the Netflix show You. And he like, uses a Dan Humphrey.
Yes.
Well, it's basically, the show is so weird because it's, Dan Humphrey is, like, the main guy, but his character isn't Dan Humphrey, but it, like, is Dan Humphrey, you know what I mean? Like, same traits and everything, except that he's a stalker. But Dan Humphrey already kind of was a stalker because he, sorry, spoiler alert, but he is Gossip Girl, so it's, like,
yeah. He's,
it's freaky, I don't know.
He's maybe one of those people, though, correct, at least this is what I think, who's gotten better looking with age.
Oh, yeah, he's an attractive man.
Yeah.
But his character in the show freaked me out.
Like, when he was first on Gossip Girl, you're like, you know,
he's short.
Okay.
I looked up his height, though.
No.
I think he's, like, 5'7", which isn't that short, but I'm no offense.
No, that's short for a man. That's short.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
I know. Chuck Bass is short, too, but I met him, and he asked me for a cig, so.
So it doesn't matter that he's short.
It doesn't matter. He denied my request for a pic, though, so it's fine. Coachella last
year. And when he said that, he said something like, not tonight, darling, or something like that.
I was
that.
Like, he, like, walks in, he's like, excuse me, like, can I trouble you for a cigarette or something? And I was, like, in, like, his British way, and I was legit starstruck looking at him. I was like, is this, like, am I in the simulation right now? Like, what is happening?
There's somebody, am I being pumped?
Yeah. And then he asked, I was, like, with three people, and he, like, asked me, and I was like, no, I'm sorry, but, like, can I please take a photo? Like, it's my birthday. Like, please. And he was like, oh, darling, I can't tonight. Like, I was like.
And then you had a whole theory on why. Like, he wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, or, like, his girlfriend, like, didn't. Yeah, he was, like, cheating on her or something. Who knows? Okay. Anyway, so speaking of Coachella, the lineup came out, which my mom is really not that into music.
I'm into music.
No, you don't. You don't even have, like, music on your phone, though. You don't have Spotify. You don't have Apple Music. You don't stream music. You listen to the radio. Sirius XM.
Yeah. I do. You're right.
You like EDM and stuff, though, like what I like.
I like almost any type of music with the exception of country, but I don't live for music. I think that's a better way of saying it. Like, and if I work out, like, for example, if I was working out and all I was going to be able to do was listen to music, that would be a rough hour for me.
I'm, like, so the opposite.
Yeah, I think most people probably are. But I guess you're right. Maybe I'm not. I mean, like, Daddy's totally more into music
than me. So is Sal, though.
I mean, he said it to me. Yesterday he was mopping the floor in the kitchen while I was sitting on the couch. And he's like, I said, why don't you put on some music? He's like, you don't like music.
So you don't. That you, should you say don't. That. You would much rather.
Like, I almost like, because maybe it has to do also with, I don't have a lot of time where there's just silence. And I don't mind silence.
I respect it. I'm just saying, like, you really, you can't claim that you do, though. Like, it's.
No, but I definitely have artists that I like. I just discovered, for example, that John Mellencamp is touring and I have to go see him.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he's going to be at, like, the Beacon. He's going to be, like, right here.
Wow.
In February, my birthday month.
Oh.
Yeah, so I told Daddy I want to go.
So you have to go see him.
Which is my way of saying, like, can you get us tickets? Because that I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll, like, rattle off some of these headliners and then we can see who you know. So... Childish Gambino, ever heard of him?
No.
Okay, he's like a rapper, he's really popular. Okay, I've never heard of this person, Tame Impala.
Oh my goodness,
I've never heard of them.
Never heard of this.
Ariana Grande.
Yes,
okay.
Thank God, yes.
They're the three headliners. So last year, though.
Hold on, those two that you just named, I don't even know who they are and they're headlining?
Yeah.
Wasn't last year like Beyonce?
Beyonce, Eminem, and who was the other one? Oh my gosh. I wasn't there for it, though.
All right, but see, those names I know.
Yeah, it was the first name. Oh, The Weeknd.
Okay, I think I...
You've heard of them, though. Yeah.
Yes. That's scary that I don't know two of the three. That's embarrassing. Keep going.
I'm not the biggest fan of Childish Gambino. I know I'm going to get some, like, criticism for that. But, yeah, and I've never heard of this other person, so really Ariana's the only, like, headliner I'm excited to see. Okay, now, like, next category.
Okay.
Janelle Moe. Ever heard of her?
I was going to say, I'm assuming it's a female, and no, I've never heard of her.
Danielle and I saw her at Music Midtown. She's really good.
Okay.
1975.
Absolutely never heard
of. It's
a
band. DJ Snake.
They're
on the radio.
Okay, I guess.
They're like, with you in the middle. You've heard it.
Okay.
Diplo, he does like a lot of like our EDM like remixes. Know any of these names. You know him. He like does a lot of like the EDM remixes we like, because you do like EDM.
I love EDM, but I guess I just don't know the names of these people.
Okay, well then you're not gonna know. I mean, these are like people that like Sal would listen to. Like Juice WRLD is like a rapper. Jaden Smith.
Oh, Jaden's. Isn't Jaden Smith related to Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank God. Okay. Oh, you know Kid Cudi. He's like a rapper. No?
No.
Oh my gosh. Oy. Wow. That's bad. A lot of EDM people. Bass Nectar, I'm really excited about. Solane. I don't know how to say it, but it's Beyonce's like someone related. I don't know if it's her sister or her cousin, but it's... Oh. I don't know how to say that name, but it's Solange Knowles.
Isn't it L-A-N-G-E is long, I would say?
I've seen her before, though, too. Oh. Wiz Khalifa's a rapper. Shaq West does that song that Sal listens to. Because I got...
calling.
Yeah. Griffin does, like, some EDM that we listen to. Khalid, we've seen before.
Yes.
Zed. You know Zed. I know that we were meant
Yeah. Okay, that I know.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you played the music, yeah, I know it, but the fact that I don't know the artist's name...
Yeah, no, I get that.
...is a little concerning.
I mean, last year was also just, like, people were saying that they're disappointed, because last year was a few more notable people, like, Cardi...
Can't they add people?
No, this is it.
Oh, that's it. Like, once like it's out...
Like, this... Yeah. I mean, people could bring out guests, but, like, this is... Like, look at all the names. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't name
the people. And when is it, by the way? I forgot.
My birthday weekend again.
Oh, right.
That's the first weekend, so it's two weekends in a row, but you want to go the first weekend, no offense. So it's April 12th, 13th, 14th. So remember
this. Are you manifesting this?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to give me a ticket.
Free ticket.
Please call me. Yeah. We'll figure it out. I think Danielle and I said we're going to like try to figure out how to go regardless, because who knows where I'll be at in my life next year if I will be able to go or not. So like I feel like I need to go this year, you know. Yeah. And it really was the best weekend ever last year. Okay, so that's our little news article. What do you guys think of the lineup? Let us know. People are asking like our thoughts and opinions. I'm like pleased, but I think last year was, I don't know, maybe last year was a little bit better though, because last year was like Cardi B and she was on the come up. Like they got a lot of good people on the come up last year.
Yeah.
Which is critical.
What does the come up mean?
Like they're like, it's not like their year yet, but it's like almost their year. It's like,
yeah.
So, and then you get to see them before they're like so famous that it's like unreachable, right. You know?
AKA Beyonce.
And Destiny's Child reuniting. Yeah. Like that's,
yeah.
It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to talk about our favorites. I can't believe we're 30 minutes in and we're just talking about our favorites. I know we're bad. Crazy. I know. Right. We haven't really like caught up though. So
okay.
Favorites.
You start, because didn't I start with my low light?
Okay.
Or no, maybe you did, but who cares? You do your favorite.
My current favorite right now, I'm wearing them right now. I got them for Christmas from my aunt, are the UGG slippers, but they're not like the moccasin slippers. They're the true slide on. I have the chestnut brown. I really don't want to wear them out though, because then they get like dirty on the bottom.
Well, because you got the ones
that aren't made for the outside.
Correct. The other ones that like all of
they have like a platform and
yeah,
stuff.
Like Sal bought for his girlfriend, or
he bought
I bought for Sal's girlfriend, who I've never met, which is just also a little
stop. This is such a roast.
Well, it's not like she's gonna listen, is she?
I don't know, Mom. Who knows?
All right. Well, maybe that will shame her into coming to visit.
I think she wants to come. I think Sal, like, feels weird being, like, mom.
At any rate, hers are, you know, have, like, a sole on them. Like
no, legit, I know. They have,
the
like,
girls wear them to school.
Yeah. No, people wore them in, like, when I was in high school.
You can't wear those out. No, they're too thin.
They're so comfy. I honestly don't like wearing socks with them because they're so comfy.
I definitely want them. I'm jealous, to say the least. But I would want a size 11. Even if you're supposed to size down, I, you know, I'm large and in charge.
Okay. I'm wearing a size 9 right now.
Yeah. No,
I'm wearing a size 10.
Yeah.
So you need at least a size 11.
Yeah, not at least an 11.
Okay. All right. What's your current favorite? It could be anything. Last week I said music.
Yeah, but what did I just said my favorite. Oh, my favorite. Yes, my favorite. And it really is truly my favorite. It's my Christmas gift that you got me, Bob, which are fancy pajamas. You know, with the piping on the sides. Should really insert a photo. But you can't because it's a podcast. I really like them. They're like that thin material.
What's the brand again? I can't even remember.
I don't even remember because I didn't have my glasses on when
Shoot. Well, now we have to look it up.
Such a great pair of pajamas. You know, downside? Hand wash.
They're from the brand Eberjay. Yeah. And Danielle recommended them to me, actually, because her aunt gifted them to her.
Oh, God. And they're life-changing.
Yeah.
They're life-changing, and I wore them during my sickness.
Mm. Comfy.
Yes.
They're like a culotte cut, though. I don't know if I'd be into that. Like, they cut at your ankle, right? Like, they don't go all the way to the floor.
Yeah,
they're not all the way.
Yeah, but that's kind of nice. You don't want... When you're, like, lounging around the house, you don't want your pajamas really going, you know, down to the ground, because then they get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's yicky. You know, like, if you go outside to get the mail or, you know, the garbage pails or something, like, then I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, I'm a huge fan. I love them. It's on my fave list of...
Go and feel them if you're, like, in the store and stuff.
Yeah, they're kind of like that, like, they're thin, they're fine, like, they're a thin gauge, they're not fleecy.
No, they're good almost for the summer. Like, but, you could sleep in them in
but
the summer.
But they're not like, well, I should say this. Like, I won't sleep in that. I'll sleep in just, you know, I'm like a boring t-shirt sleeper. But,
Loungewear.
Loungewear. And as a gal on the go, who sometimes
pajama works, sets are nice, yeah.
And also works from home, like, I can, like, leave those on. Like,
yeah, it's nice. That is nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check those out. I haven't gotten a pair for myself yet, but... My mom's just more important than me.
Yeah, but who would hand wash and lie them?
No,
flat
I
for
wouldn't
you?
Be able to.
Exactly.
They would never be washed.
Exactly.
It's disgusting. I always shower at night, though, anyways. I always like think of that. Like, I wash my pajamas every night, like, pretty much every time.
Which is crazy.
But I shower right before I go to bed. So I'm like, they're clean.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I shower and get into bed.
Pajama people generally do not wash their pajamas every day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no reason. I mean, unless you're. You know,
sweating.
You're sweating in the middle of the night and you wore them. I mean, which, again, I don't wear those anyway.
Sometimes I sweat, though. It depends, because my roommates and I can never agree on the freaking temperature in the house, so.
Yeah, yesterday we slept with it really cold. Were you cold? Because you have your heater on in here, but.
No, I was good.
Because Dad even's like, it was cold last night. I like it cold for me.
I have, like, a space heater in my room.
Because your room is just a super cold room in the
house. Yeah, because it's just the placement and everything. So, without further ado, should we go ahead and hop into the 2019 chat?
Yes, because if we don't, it will be 2020.
Yeah, there's just so much content.
Sorry, Danielle. We've taken up the podcast for the entire 52 weeks.
It's actually embarrassing.
Embarrassing. I'm sorry, people.
Okay, so 2019 resolutions. Well, first off, do you believe in resolutions? Because I feel like you're a high-achieving individual, so I think it's interesting to gain perspective from... people on this?
Yeah, I've never really been that resolution person, ever, since I was forever.
Can I say that I feel like resolutions became popularized in the last, like, I mean, I don't know, because I wasn't alive.
No, I don't think that that's true.
Really?
I think it's just that you're becoming more aware of it as you get older. I think that there are a lot of people that, well, I'll tell you what I think has changed. When I was younger, resolutions were very broad. Right? And we kind of talked about this. Mm-hmm. I want to lose weight. It's like, oh, all right, hello. Like, ridiculously vague. So how are you doing it? Are you doing that by eating? Are you doing it by exercising? Are you doing it, what are you changing? I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. So that was more like the resolutions when I was growing up. They were very vague. Mm-hmm. They were very bold, like broad. That's how they were. So now I've noticed that because, like, you know, the generations are changing, mm-hmm. they're getting smarter and they're getting very niche, if you will.
This is what I was just saying, the SMART goals. So they're specific, measurable, oh my gosh, I don't even know what SMART stands for, achievable.
Oh, that
probably. Like, it's just like you, time constrained.
That's great.
You know, that's why a time goal works like that.
I like that.
Example, like, eat clean 6 days a week, break
right.
One day, like something like, but even that's still kind of vague. You have to get really specific.
I you see do.
What you're saying,
well,
yeah.
If you want, I mean, again, but you're asking, so if you ask me, like, do I believe in resolutions? I don't, it's kind of like everything else in my life. If I don't believe in it, it doesn't mean that I think it's bad that people believe in it. If that's what, you know, if that's your mojo and you're into January 1, you know, setting resolutions, go for it. You know, it hasn't really ever been my thing because I am a very goal-oriented, self-motivated person,
mm-hmm.
you know, and again, no judgment. It is what it is. But I have chosen to, over the course of my life, I remember years where I've made specific resolutions. Like a few years ago, I made the resolution to remember people's names because I have a horrible, you know, thing where it's like, I'll meet someone, I'll be like, oh, you know, what's your name? And they'll be like,
yeah, you have to repeat it back to
Alana.
Them.
And I'll be like, oh, okay, Alana, nice to meet you, you know, or whatever. No, I would,
no,
you know,
you
back
don't
then,
say their name.
Yeah. But back then I'd be like, oh, nice to meet you. I'd walk away and I'd be like, what the hell's her name again?
I know.
You know, so I found that in business in particular, like, it's sort of like not cool. Like, you should know people's names.
It's very, yeah. It,
because it's nice to, when someone remembers, it makes you feel good. When somebody mm-hmm. comes up to you that you haven't seen in a month or two or even longer and they say your name, you know, somehow you feel like validated and important mm-hmm. and significant.
Or
so,
just to remember people's faces in general. Because isn't that awkward when you get reintroduced to someone, you're like, we've met. Like,
That's the worst. I don't even know if I could ever look at a person like that. I'd be like, all right, whatever, sure.
It happens a lot in, like, not to be tea, but, like, in, like, the YouTube world, it happens when you, like, re-meet people. And
oh, stop.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
Like, oh, you're so cool.
Oh, yeah, you're much more busier than I am. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, but remembering people's names is a good one.
So, anyway, but to kind of bust on myself, I really have not mastered that. Mm-hmm. So it might be another good one to revisit because it's... I think it's that important. That's just my opinion.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think, like, little things like that are important to remember. Like, not even as broad as, like, even if you do want to change your whole lifestyle and stuff, but I think changing little things, like, I did a video on my resolution, so you can go watch that, because I don't need to repeat them all again mm-hmm. on my YouTube channel, Brooke Michio. And one of mine is just be a better listener. Like, little things like that, I feel like are...
I've always found you to be a very good listener.
Really?
Yes. Being honest. I think that you're a great listener. I think it kind of comes out that you listen, and that's honestly, if anything, that should be another one. That should be added to my list because I'm not a good one all the time. So that's a great one. But I've always found you.
I think it's nice to do like character traits though. Like that's what I'm getting more into now because I'm like personal development, like stuff like that.
Well, so I was 1 year, so I did the names, and then I also did, and this really came from Daddy, like when I had my business, my bakery business, like way back when I was, you know, 20 years old, I'll never forget, Daddy came in the room one day to me in the office, and he's like, why are you such a bitch? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, no, I'm serious. He goes, why do you feel the need to, like, be a bitch? And I was like, oh, my God. I don't know.
Were you, like, mean to someone that
no,
snapped?
Like,
or...
No, I was, like...
Edgy?
I was always edgy, and I was very, is the word bureaucratic? I was very...
Like, I'm the boss, listen to what I say?
Yeah, like, yucky. Yucky.
But how would you know? I mean, when you get thrown into, like, a leadership position so
exactly.
young.
Exactly.
It's not like you read any books or, like,
exactly.
knew what to
there
do.
Was
yeah.
Like, right? I did, I'm not, certainly not, you know, blaming my parents, but, like, I didn't necessarily have the mentorship mm-hmm. like that if you would have sort of with me right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be able to kind of say to you, like, girl, you gotta... Rein this in because it's not a good trait. Anyway, he said that to me, and that was a pivotal moment in my life, and that was the year that I decided to not be a bitch,
just to be nicer.
I became a nicer
person
in general, and definitely in business. And let's be honest, you know, I'm not saying you have to be walk over nice, you know, like walk all over me, mm-hmm. but because Daddy probably won't listen anyway. So I could say this. He has a tendency. Do you find this?
Yeah, he's very nice.
He's a little too nice.
Yeah.
He's a nice to, like, a little too nice sometimes. Like, it's like, no, no.
Just, like, can't say no and stuff.
Not even can't say no. Like, he'll just go out of his way a little too much that when I feel like there's no way it will ever be reciprocated. But Daddy mm-hmm. comes from a better thought, which is you don't have to have it be reciprocated to do it.
Yeah.
He's a better person than me.
He's the best person.
So. Yeah, he is. So anyway, but
you don't have to degrade yourself to say that.
No, but it's moderately true. You know, that's fine.
I also have on my list, besides, like, I made the measurable goals with, like, posting more content and, like, taking more photos and stuff. Like, I really want to grow my Instagram, like, stuff like that. So follow me on Instagram. I want to get to 50K. That's like a reasonable goal.
Yes.
Come on. But I also put like get more into style. Like I want to be like more funky with my style. I don't know. There's just like things that like I just feel like with the new year, I'm like, okay, that kind of is like a new year, new me thing. That's like, I feel like the new year is a good place to start.
That's
with that.
That's good. Where it's, like, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no reason why you can't really do that. If you really feel like that's like A, important. And be like,
no, I just have a desire to, like, when I put on an outfit, I want to be like, I don't want to just be like, oh, it's okay. I want to be like, no, this is like a good outfit, you know?
Yeah, like, I always love those people that could, you know, wear like, I don't know, I'm just going to say like a mustard yellow shirt and like jeans and like red heels. It's like, mm-hmm. if I did that, honestly, I would come down the stairs and you'd be like,
change,
go upstairs, take that off. You look like a crazy person.
Yeah. Like,
but meanwhile, you could go see somebody else doing it and rocking it. And you'll be staring at them.
That's
like
Maddie. Maddie wears like such funky outfits. And she like pulls
yes,
it off so
I
well.
Saw her NOLA outfit.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? It's so awesome.
I know.
Yes.
And then that's what we were talking about. Cause we were talking about our resolutions when I saw them. And like, they were like, you can be more funkier, Brooke. And I was like, you're right.
You're right. Yeah. But look how far you've come. Remember,
no, they said
the picture of you with Danielle with your Lily Pulitzer dresses on.
No, well, they say that I do like the stuff, which is so true. I do. Like, I'll be like, okay, so I'm wearing a black belt, so I have to wear black shoes. Like, and it's like, oh damn, like that's so bad.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's not necessarily true, but it's just like ingrained in my mind where I'm like, I'm wearing black, I have to wear it somewhere else in my outfit. Like, it doesn't match, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
So I'm almost like too matchy versus like, they're like more like, oh no, it's just like wearing these cool shoes with this. I don't know.
All right, so that's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So, well, but you didn't really answer it. Like,
do I believe in resolutions?
Yeah, so do you?
Oh, 100%. I like any excuse for a new beginning. But then I also was, like, going on a rampage on Twitter yesterday, and I was like, I need a redo on the whole year. And then other people were, like, replying to me, and they were like, no, you don't. Like, every day is a new day. You know, there's new opportunities in every day. And I was like, you know what? That's so true. And then I woke up today with, like, a fresh perspective. So if you already feel like you messed up 2019 or whatever, you probably didn't. Because I felt that way yesterday, and then I woke up today in a much better mood. So just get after it tomorrow.
Right. For sure.
So I don't think you need it as an excuse, but I think it is a nice excuse. You know what I mean?
I think that's what I said, right? Some people really need mm-hmm. that. Like, right? They need, like, you know, oh, it's January 1st, so I have to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like anything else. But, mm-hmm. you know, I would just say to make it as focused as possible so that you could also, like, so to your point, like, you use that word, I think you use, like, that it's attainable or achievable. Like,
yes.
You want to check the box at the end.
Oh, that's the worst when you set, like, you don't want to set unrealistic goals. Oh, that's realistic. It's smart. It's, like, specific, measurable. One of them is, like, realistic.
Yeah.
Because you can't be like, I'm going to become a bodybuilder. Right. Like, it's like, no,
yeah, you're not. I want to run a marathon. It's like, well, you haven't been on the treadmill yet.
I know.
You
know? Some people, that is a reasonable goal, though. Yes.
You can't do that if you haven't exercised. Now,
no,
if you're a
I'm
fit
saying,
person already,
yes.
Of course. Then, and that's a great one because it's realistic.
Mine in the previous year was like, because in 2017, I didn't work out. Like, I worked out maybe 5 times in the whole year. But then in 2018, I was like, no, I just want to, like, go to the gym. And, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was, like, big for
that's
me.
Great.
It wasn't even like drop this amount of weight. It was like just
but it doesn't
get
need
in
to,
shape. Yeah.
There you go. Doesn't
now
need to
I
be
could
that.
Walk without passing out. So
right.
Thank God. That's so bad.
That's like me. Remember when I used to almost die?
Yes.
I used to,
it's very important to like do that.
To
and
live
I think,
a fit lifestyle. Like just, that's what it's. You do it to be a healthier version of yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes you need like to go to the doctor for it to like register in you and be like, oh my gosh, like I need to do this for myself. You
right.
know what I mean? Yeah. So definitely take care of yourself.
Where did I go? Where
go to
did
the
I
doctor.
Talk to recently that somebody said they went to the doctor and they got on the scale and the doctor said, you know, how much do you think you weigh? And then they said the amount and
she was like in shock.
No, it was a guy though. And he was like 60 pounds off.
Oh my gosh.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Anyway,
that's
was terrifying. Pretty radical.
Or I have a friend, I won't say names, who has like high cholesterol. And that's like very scary. That would like shock me into fitness right away. I'd be like, holy crap, I'm like destroying my... Not that you're destroying your body, but you're
sometimes genetically
not like not
also,
lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of it is diet related, but like cholesterol is one of those things that could be, you know, it's hereditary and you're basically going to always have to watch it. Like diabetes
yes.
or
yes, it's
something
very scary.
Else.
Yeah. So definitely prioritize your health this year. That's a big
That's a good one. That's a good one that probably, let's face it, most people should.
I feel like it doesn't even, like, this is me talking on both sides of my mouth, but it's not even about the weight. It's about, like, being healthy and, like,
always
taking care of yourself. Because I'm a big fan now of, like, the number on the scale doesn't define me. Because I get on the scale and I, like, hate myself. And then I'm like, but look how far I've come. You know what I mean?
Yes. And also your body, you change. I mean, the size that you're, there's going to come a time in your life that you'll never be able to be that weight again, right? You just can't. Like, it's like, unless you, what, cut off an arm.
I read this thing. It was, like, that 5 to 10 pound range of, like, happiness. Like, the happiness of, like, eating a pizza late night or, like, you know, going out to dinner with your friends rather than, like, starving yourself. Like, it's worth it to have those pounds on you. You know what I mean? Because you're,
when,
like...
When it's within reason. I mean...
No, obviously not is, every night. I'm just saying, though, because, like, if you want to go, like, to turn down going to dinner with your friends. No, because, like, that's absurd.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. What were you going to say? I cut you off.
No, that was it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going in with mental health and physical health in 2019.
I would just say watch your Starbucks over there near your...
Oh, shoot, yeah.
Yeah. Your computer.
This is a very expensive drink, though, so don't get it unless you have a reward.
Cause it's, and like, I only got a grande, which I had a reward. I could have gotten Venti's. But I don't I even like, need how it. How much coffee 5 are we going to drink? I know.
I'm not sleeping
I am now. Going out with my girlfriends, though, tonight. So, I mean, I even though I'll be home by, like, 10 o'clock. We don't go out late.
Partying it up.
Like old ladies.
Oh, so am I just still driving you there?
Yeah, do you mind?
Yeah, I don't care.
Debbie said you could drive me home.
Okay. So, should we hop into some questions?
Sure, let's do it.
I hope you guys are all feeling sufficiently motivated for 2019. I think it's going to be a really good year. Even if you got, like I said, even if you got off to a bad start, like, please, I know I'm talking on both sides of my mouth because yesterday I was, like, on a rampage, like, oh, this year is not going to be good. You have to read my tweets. I was being, like, absurd because I was sad, and now I'm feeling better, so.
Good. As you should. You have a lot to be happy for.
No, I know. I think that all the time. Whenever I catch myself in, like, a negative cycle, I'm like, I'm so,
yeah,
so much to be
thankful
for.
And it's not only knowing what you have to be thankful for. It's, like, really knowing it. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Yeah, sure, you could look around. And
it's not material objects, though.
It's not about material objects.
I have so many people. It's people. So many people.
A lot.
If I ever have anything, I'm so lucky. Like, if I ever have anything wrong, I'm like... I have so many people to turn... You know what I mean? Like, such a great support system around me, which is so nice.
So it's good. Recognize that.
Okay. Let's hop into some questions. Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram. Oh my gosh, I didn't even plug our, like, Facebook group or anything. I always do that in the beginning of the episode.
Well, so you'll do it now.
So join the Gals on the Go Facebook group.
I love it.
I love...
I try not to comment because I don't want to be, like, creeper.
People like when you do, though. They're like,
but I do like people's comments.
No, they love it. They're like, oh my gosh, you're Brooke's mom. Or like when Maddie and Mariah come, they're like, oh my God, you're Brooke's friends. It's like, yeah, they are. It's funny. I love it.
I love the questions. I love how it's everything from very serious side of health. There was one girl that you know, posted a very realistic, you know, which I was going to chime in on, by the way. She said something like, did you read the one, how do you deal with when your parents fight all the time, and I spent my Christmas and I was crying. If she's listening, by the way, I will tell you this. I grew up like that. I was going to get into it, but I didn't want to start a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, my heart broke for her because even though the people, your fellow gals on the go, were giving her advice, I could probably say that advice wasn't
sufficient. You should have chimed in then.
I know, but I didn't want to get all deep and, you know, bring down the party of the thing. No. But, you know, look, here's my point to that, and hopefully maybe I'll even try to look up her name and we could insert it if you
or
want
you could
to.
Private message her.
Yeah. But look, you'll be fine. You know what I mean? It not every family dynamic is perfect, and it's not easy, and I could say that I legitimately grew up every single day with my parents fighting, and I wouldn't wish it upon anyone, so my heart breaks for her, but she'll be fine.
That's so sad.
You know, the long term. Yeah. So, stay the person you are, you know, and you'll be good. That's all.
That was very motivating, Mom. That's good.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to get into it, you know.
Yeah, I get it, because it gets kind of personal, and there was one girl who posted about... she ended up deleting it, but she was about tanning beds. Did you read my comment back?
No.
I was like, dude, don't want to sound like mom, but, like, so risky. I am so anti-tanning bed. It's actually insane. Just because of, I know so many people affected by melanoma at this point. So, and someone commented, like, I had melanoma. Like, it's very scary. So then I think she deleted it because it was just, like, brought down the party. But, yeah. We can talk about anything on that.
Yeah,
Facebook.
And it's just a nice little, what do you call it? A nice little
community.
Community, yes.
No, everyone's so nice. People post like pictures, like which one should I post? It's like so cute. Yeah,
very cute.
Very
cute. So I'm a big fan.
And our Instagram, we're always posting, and like that's kind of a little community too with the comments and stories and stuff. Yeah.
I will tell you, I do feel like an old person because one thing that I think that you guys do, well, you do it on your regular Instagram big time on your stories, and you do it on the Gals on the Go. I need more time to read what you got. What
you can hold down your thumb on
I don't know. Is this true?
Yes. We can't control how long it's up for unless it's a video.
You're kidding.
Yeah. But mom, you know that when you're flipping through like this, so you're thumbing through on the right hand side, if you hold it down, it stays.
I had no idea.
I know a lot of people don't know that.
And not to mention, I can't read half the crap that you guys write because you use this font that's like, honestly, it must be like 6. I can't read the font.
Sorry.
No, that font I could read. That's a good one. But I couldn't get through it in time.
That's why you hold it down.
I had no idea.
Okay, so anyways.
Well, that's good. Life hack. I can't be the only moron.
No, I saw that someone posted that recently, like just, you know, a life hack. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love
it. Also, if you're... I can't believe I just learned this. I worked in social media this summer and my fellow intern taught me this, which I cannot believe I didn't know. So if you're typing and you want to do the text, if you hold down one of the colors, you get all of the colors in the rainbow.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah. Or you can match the color to like an object or something like that. I know this is hard because it's just via text, but there's so many Instagram hacks. Google Instagram hack or go on YouTube. Yeah.
I can't even do a damn post.
I'm telling everybody.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. But you're talking to me. I'm like,
let's get into some questions, though, because we got so many. And yes. You were like, we're making this brief. It's 52 minutes in. Okay. This is a good one, which I actually don't know the answer to. I'm going to say people's names. Katie P. Have any other moms made rude comments about Brooke's YouTube? That's T.
Rude?
Or like sassy or like weird? Because let's be real. Because when you say it to people, like, oh, like my daughter. Well, my mom, like,
go ahead, make fun of me.
She's like, it came up on my Snapchat. I was like, I don't say you're a YouTuber. Like, that's weird. I say you're a social influencer.
You told me to say that. Yeah. I used to say you were a YouTuber, and then you cringed at that. So then you told me. I said, well, then tell me what I'm supposed to tell people.
You can just be like, she does YouTube. Like, to be like, she's a YouTube personality. Like, no, that's so, like,
so
weird,
I don't do say YouTube anymore. I think social influencer is kind of nice because, let's be honest, it basically says that you also make a couple of bucks to do what you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's a nice way of saying it. I don't know.
So have people, not necessarily negative per se, but have people been like...
Well, okay, hold on. From when you were 13 years old to now is a completely different story. So maybe in the beginning, I guess, but not really.
That would be pretty savage of people to... No,
I mean, do you... Oh, Brooke, see, I choose to remember all the nice times and nice things. Do you remember, like, we were here in this house, so it's within the last 6 years, and I think it might have been our first, though, Halloween, so it was, like, a solid, you know, 6 or 7 years
I remember
years
this,
ago.
And someone came to the door and was like...
And she's like, I just want you to know that your daughter has been such a positive influence to my daughter.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, those are the things. So, absolutely, no. No negativity.
I think
all
it's
good.
Just more, like... People probably in their heads. We always joke around about this whenever she says it because I'm like, what are they thinking right now?
Yeah.
Because, like, I met people at your work recently and you're like, yeah, she does YouTube. And you could see, like, them thinking in their head, like,
so she's. Does she play with toys?
Yeah, she's a weirdo.
Couple of views? You know?
And then they probably, like, go home and look me up. They're like, oh, I guess she's kind of legitimate.
Yeah.
Not that I'm, like, famous, but I just, like, I mean, it has some legitimacy, kind of. Okay. Do you read? Oh, this girl. I can tell she's
say
an
active
listener.
Say names.
Olivia, love you, girl. I see her all the time. Big fan. Does Adina read YouTube comments?
When I'm
on and off.
On and off. I mean, I used to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because. So when you let's put it this way, when you remind me to, I do.
Well, I'll be like, oh, did you read the comments? They're so nice today. If you're like in the vlog or something,
right?
Yeah.
The Vlogmas, like, I sort of didn't read a lot of them because normally I reply when I read. See, mm-hmm. I'm a fan of replying. And then, so if I don't have time to reply, I don't want to reply to some and not to others. Does that make sense?
No, that totally makes sense.
But, you know, it's not because of, by any means, I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered.
Yes.
No,
you're a busy gal,
so. But anyway, I was going to say, though, also for Vlogmas, it also got confusing me because you were like, don't watch day such and such because I talk about your Christmas presents. Oh, yeah, don't watch this. Yeah. And don't. And then I was like, ah, crap.
It was so funny. Mariah was like talking about Christmas. Mariah was talking about my YouTube. She's like, oh, I told them to watch your Vlogmas day 6. That's the one I'm in. I'm like, it's so weird that you
oh, my God. She like, knows.
It's the day. Yeah. I'm like, you weirdo.
That's funny.
You're like that. You're like, I'm in day 12, 13, 14, 17, and 19. Like, that's so weird.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, let's keep going. Do you listen to the pod every time it's posted? That's okay.
You... I know. Well, I got distracted.
You did in the beginning. You were going strong.
Yes, but I got distracted. This is a Dina Michio fun fact. It is borderline embarrassing, but it is very true. I am... Christmas music obsessed.
Well, it's over now.
So it is over, but it started on November 1st.
Yes.
And all of my drives, I was consumed with Christmas music.
It's
embarrassing. I know. It's moderately.
There's you in the Vlogmas. Did you watch the Christmas Eve one? You're no. like coming up the stairs and you're like, Frosty the Snowman.
No.
And you're like seeing people comment and they're like, that voice.
Because I love Christmas music. See, we talked about that I don't love music, but I do love Christmas music.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, and I do. It's embarrassing. So, okay, so.
And she's Jewish, by the way.
Yeah. Which makes it even crazier. This is ridiculous.
Never seen
but them. I'll be back on the scene.
Okay. Cool.
So yes,
I appreciate it.
And I even listened to the Danielle one, like when Danielle like
did
it's
her
not
solo
like
up,
oh
yeah.
because oh it's not Brooke, I'm not going to listen.
No,
you know?
I know. Okay. This is T. What was it like? This
Let's
is
say the name.
I think her name is Kendall J, but it's like
yeah.
Yeah. What was it like to work with Shannon from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? But it's not Beverly Hills. She's on OC.
She's on OC, exactly. Orange County.
Well, first you have to backtrack and say who
well,
she
is. Well, I will.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
For start, so Shannon Bedore, Real Housewife from the Real Housewives of Orange County. So what was it like to work with her is actually not the correct statement. It's what is it like working with? Because as a matter of fact, I have... In exactly 1 hour from now, I have a conference call with her. So I continue to work with her. She is one of my brands that I represent at QVC. She's got a great brand with a really just, and certainly for January, very appropriately timed because her focus is on better for you foods.
And they're really good, I have to say. The salmon is my fave.
Yeah. So she's back, in fact, on January 9th on QVC. So if you can, tune in because she'll be on. But I guess what they're referring to more so is the episode when I was on with her.
So you were on Real Housewives of Orange County because
yeah.
it was her QVC debut and you're
right.
like, you work with her.
So that was back in April, by the way. So a little fun fact, April 18th. Did not show on TV on Bravo until October 1st. So, little fun fact there for how far they tape out. We, of course, knew they were coming. It's not like we were like, oh, Bravo's here. You know?
You should go watch it, though, because my mom, like, you have, like, a significant role.
Yeah, no, and
like,
I...
Like, it's not like you're in the background, like, you talk and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, because I was mic'd the whole day. Because again, I represent her mm-hmm. and I'm her. So what does that mean, by the way? I represent her for the business. And as a result, I certainly wouldn't want to say manage her, but in that sense, you know, sort of, and because I was training her and all that stuff that goes into it, because there is a lot that goes into being on QVC. It's not something like you could just, you know, go up there and you think you're just going to, you know, sell $200,000 worth of stuff and, you know, go home and celebrate.
Just because there's no script, there's no,
right.
like,
it's live
very,
television.
Yeah.
It's very, very live and it's intimidating. And, you know, there are a lot of different cameras. They don't use cameramen. They use, like, cameras. And that's hard. You know, you don't get, like, you're not... you know, behind a camera with someone like kind of waving their arm, like, look at this camera. Like you have to look for a light and you have to take cues. And anyway, there's a lot that goes into it. But,
what was
you know,
the day like?
That
I
day
guess.
Was
yeah.
exciting. It was obviously very exciting. It was very,
that was your first reality show premiere.
Yes. That would be
I
correct.
Wrote it all over her Christmas card. It was like, yeah, reality TV show star.
So it was great. You know, it's Bravo. I mean, it happens to be my favorite network. I'm not going to lie. I'm a Bravo.
We love Below Deck.
We love Vanderpump. Bravo.
Oh my God.
Period. End of story. I really love Bravo. And I love the Real Housewives franchise. I loved Shannon before she came. And when I had the opportunity to work with her, I was sold because I was already a fan of hers. It was definitely interesting. There's a lot that goes into the production of it. I won't say that. You know, it's not as quote unquote real as sometimes it seems to be, because, you know, there's cameras involved and there's positioning and, you know, don't go on this side. And, you know, there's lighting and all of those things that go into it. So, which is very different from the world I come from, which is, of course, live. You say something, it's out there. You better hope that you didn't say something that you didn't want to be out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my long story short of that. But yeah, it was great. And it continues to be great. I'll be with her.
Like I said, you'll be on again. Will you be on it?
I don't know if they'll ever do like a follow-up. Uh-huh. I guess there was one time maybe a discussion and maybe a crossover between her, with her and Lisa Rinna. Because Lisa...
Oh, cool.
Because Lisa's on Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And she's active on the
No, cast. I just mean if it will ever be like, oh, like, Shannon's on the phone with her people for, like, something like that, maybe.
Never know.
I don't know.
It's really... If it...
That would be, like, weird, like, to end the storyline like that, though, I feel.
No, you know what I mean? If anything, I think you're right. Like, I think next season she'll be like, you know, I'm going back to Pennsylvania. Like, she'll talk about it.
Yes,
sure, but she's... One thing I could promise you is she's not going to be like, hold on, I have to talk to Adina. You know?
Yeah, no, I know. It was a really good episode, though. Go watch it. I was, like, watching, like, pee my pants. I thought it was so funny. Because you, like, I don't know. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys. It's funny, though.
Yeah.
People, like, that day were, like, messaging me. They're like, I think your mom's on TV right now. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm aware.
That was a stressful day because the day it was airing. Because I had no idea how they were going to portray me.
And they could twist it all around.
Well, because I'm very facially, like...
You were scared. You, like, made, like, a... stank face or something.
I make faces. Like, if you say something and I think you sound foolish, I'm gonna be making a face.
Yeah. And you just never know. Yeah.
And then you know, let's also be honest, I do have a little bit of a potty mouth at times, so then I worried, oh my gosh, did I curse?
Yeah. Or did you say something explicit that, like, I don't know, just something you shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
Okay, that's tea. That's Bravo tea. Bravo. I wonder if people are gonna like that. Okay, next, how did you marry M? Just brief, I feel like we've addressed this before. How did you and your husband meet?
High school. I mean, isn't that... Do I have to go through?
Oh, no.
We made eye contact.
No, you don't have to go through.
He was wearing a plaid shirt and I had on... I was running dual tank tops back in the day. How embarrassing.
But they met at the same high school that I went to, so...
Like, you would wear those ribbed... You remember? You know those Nikki ribbed ones that used to be popular?
Yeah.
Like, we would wear, like, those tanks layered.
It's so ugly.
It's just... Like, God help me.
At least you brought back good things like scrunchies and, like, leopard and, like, stuff like that. You're bringing back the good trends.
Okay.
That generation had.
Yes.
This is a good one. Because a lot of people just ask about our relationship in general. Like, I know not everyone is so lucky to have a positive relationship with their mother. Because I know extenuating circumstances exist.
Sure. Personalities.
Yeah. And other substance problems, you know, like, there's so much that goes into parent
marriages. If there's a new dad in the picture, a new mom, and a stepmom, mm-hmm. you know, things happen. Yes, of course.
And there's a lot of stuff now. It's like, it doesn't matter who they are, but if they're not, like, good in your life, like, they're toxic, you know, like, mm-hmm. whatever. So I kind of agree with that to an extent.
Sure.
But I can't even imagine not having a relationship with my parents, though. So I guess that's coming from someone who does.
Yeah.
Because it's easier said than done.
But once again, doesn't that go back to, like, what we were kind of talking about earlier, which is, like, being appreciative for what you have?
Exactly.
Right? You're appreciative for it. So, and you recognize that it's a blessing.
Really lucky. Everywhere I go, like, I was picking up our food for dinner the other night, and the guy was like, oh, I love your parents. You're so lucky. And I was like, I know. Like, I know I am. I say that back. Nice. Yes. So Katrina asks, how do you recover if you guys have a big fight?
Well, we really only, I don't know if we've ever had a really big,
when I was in high school, but everybody fights with their mom in high school. That's so normal.
I don't remember ever having... I mean, of course I remember arguing and fighting, but, and maybe me saying mean things and you saying mean things and all that stuff. But really, the biggest fight that we did have was this last fall when I didn't come to Parents Weekend.
Oh, yeah. That was the worst one. Well, it wasn't just that. You make it sound like that's the root of it. It was just... I hadn't seen you guys in a while. You guys were... from my opinion, I'm not trying to resurface it, but you guys were very caught up with Sal and what yes. Sal was doing. So it was
which
just,
we were.
Rightfully
but
so.
But we admitted that.
Yes, it was just very challenging time. That's when the distance kind of like got rough.
I think it could be like, let's put it this way. I think if that exact scenario had happened and things, you were in a different headspace, then maybe it wouldn't have seemed so.
Yeah.
And I'm not discounting, you know, everything. It was, it was legitimate. Remember, if you remember, it was just that it was like, we can't get there. Like, you gotta.
No, I know. But the weekend before that, I went away on that weekend and I like had a bad weekend and stuff.
That's
it was
point.
Like very bad.
Yeah. So anyway, that was like probably our biggest kind of argument, right? And
yeah, it was
a
mean.
While,
I like stopped sharing my location stuff.
That was mean. And
I know that was
unacceptable, by the way.
We share location.
Which, by the way, didn't I say when you came home last
By the way,
night,
though, my friends don't share location with their parents, though.
Okay, well, you have
No, I always want
it's
to.
It's not like I ever abuse it.
You check it, though.
I do, but I don't text you and say,
no.
Where are you?
No.
I've never done that once. I've never called, like,
called
I actually,
me out, yeah.
I usually use the location to so that I know not to bother
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, she's
like,
out.
Oh,
yeah.
She's out to dinner. I'm not going to, or she's at a bar, or she's
yeah,
here, she's
yeah.
there. That's all I need to know. Which I was about to say, you know, I've told you this 100 times. I don't know why it's so difficult, but when you come home, you have to come upstairs. Why is
but
it
you
so
But you wrote
difficult?
On the thing downstairs, text me what time you want to wake up. So
I know,
I was like, oh,
but
okay.
But I thought it's just self-explanatory. When you come home, just come see
okay.
me.
Okay. It's just my mom lives on the 3rd floor and I'm on the 2nd floor. So it's like
a
whole bit.
A whole floor. It's very
it's a
hard.
Lot of walking.
Yes. I mean, I heard you.
Yes,
so it was fine.
Okay.
And I knew you weren't drinking, so it was
yeah.
fine.
She likes when I come home after I've been.
I understand that.
That's all. Okay, this is real tea. How did your mom feel about you getting a nose job? I don't really like talk. I made a video on my YouTube. I talked about it a little bit, but I kind of stopped talking about it. But I think a few people who are new to my channel, like they might not know, that that's something I did 2 years ago now.
Can you imagine?
Holy crap.
Is it really 2 years?
Yeah.
Ago?
Because wow. I left for study abroad like
yeah.
today, basically,
yeah.
a few years ago. Yeah.
Wow. So I was, so you did the video, so we could just say this quickly. That's not a decision that you made in 5 minutes. You didn't just say, I want a nose job, I'm getting a nose job. You basically were down with your nose for years and years and years. And, right? And we said, when you're done maturing, then
we'll look at
doing this. And I'm a woman of my word.
No, you are.
That's what we did, right? So we went to the doctor after, I mean, now, so then you're, so what were you? You were like 19 and it was like, okay, it's time to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah.
So no, I would do it all over again in a heartbeat. I think something like that I think it really
improved my
self-esteem and everything, like
my entire lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not to be dramatic, but like
where I would not support, just let it be known. Like I would not have like rushed you for like boobs.
Yeah.
For example, like,
well,
No, like I'm not vain. It's, you know, this is,
well, not that, I mean, some people, that's their biggest insecurity though.
No,
so it's different.
No, I'm saying like, I'm not like saying like, I should, let me say that right. I'm not looking at you and being like,
you're ugly.
God, she's just hideous.
Yeah.
We have to do something. Like, it's not about
no,
vanity.
But it was
about your inner.
And it really
no.
did. I honestly forget that I did it. Like, but that's
it
how
move.
It should be, though.
Yes. Great move.
That was fantastic. That was a good decision that I'm glad I made. We'll end on this one, I guess. Why do you think you're both so close? Because I guess not even just having a relationship with your mom, but then I feel like we're like the next level where it is close. And of course there's topics where it's like, I don't want people to like get this misconception where it's like they talk about everything, because we honestly don't talk about every
no.
single topic under the sun, because I think that's how healthy boundary
yeah
because I think if you I don't know I think there has to be some sort of parent child relationship at
yes,
some point where
I'm
it's
not
like,
looking to be your friend. I mean, that's the truth at the end
yeah.
of the day. You know, you happen to be my best friend, but
that's sweet, mom.
Like I'm not, we're not like that's, but that's not the foundation of our relationship. The foundation is I'm your mother, and as a result, that means that sometimes I'm going to say and do things that maybe
you don't agree
with, and that's okay. Like I'm not going to like cry myself to sleep because, you know, I did something that I believe I needed to do as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think we're both so close because we're, well, I'm turning into you, which is just freaky in itself, but we're just similar.
Yeah, I think we are similar.
And then we complement each other in the ways that we aren't similar mm-hmm. in a way. Obviously, our relationship isn't picture perfect, but we do balance each other out very well.
Yes. And, well, because you could, I think you could feel like you can go to me and you could say, you're annoying me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Or, you know, or the opposite.
Yes.
Or, you look beautiful today, Mom. Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that you're good. You're, but that's because you're a mature, you know, you're very mature for your age. There's no doubt. But you've always that's been nice mature. You've always been more and more mature. I mean, you had mentioned that somebody had a question about the different parenting.
Oh, yeah, that was the next one.
That was actually a good one.
What was your mentality, Brianna S., how has your mentality differed raising a daughter versus son? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, that's the question. I don't know about my mentality. I don't know if anything is ever consciously, done. He's a boy, so we're just going to let him run amok. And she's a girl, and,
she needs to be
proper. Right. Nobody could, do this. Daddy and I have obviously, the good thing is that we do mostly, not all, but mostly agree mm-hmm. on our parenting styles, which makes it so much easier mm-hmm. and so much better, so much better for the household, so much better for my relationship with him and my relationship with our kids. Because again, not to get complicated, but my parents didn't have that. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Right. So
people always ask, when you were younger, who did you go to for permission to do stuff? I was like, it was kind of equal for both for me, which I feel like for some people it's not, because it'd be like, the mom is more strict, the dad's more lax,
right.
or opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, cause it's interesting because Sal and daddy are very close, are closer than, let's say, Sal and I, right?
Yeah, but then you and I are closer than you are with
exactly,
Sal, though, so
exactly.
It's just natural.
But then Sal texts me
for certain things
more than I think he texts dad about a lot of things. Like, it's just weird. Like,
interesting who you go to for certain things. I never really had that concern, though. Like, I feel like you guys were so united in the, like, if I was like, oh, I want to sleep at this person's house, I'm nervous what they're going to say, I would, either of you would give me the equal response. It wasn't like dad would be like, no, and you'd be like, that was never a thought in my mind.
Right. And we don't have, and as a result, both you and Sal have never done that stupid thing where it's like, you'll ask one and you'll pin one against the other. And you've never done that, which is great.
Yeah. We didn't really we're very fortunate. There was a bunch of questions about partying in high school. And I think what led us to have the relationship we have now is that we've always had a very open relationship too. Cause you're like, you want us to be safe and everything, but at the same time, like, you just, I don't know.
We're realistic.
Realistic,
but we
don't
don't support.
No, of course there's some things that I kept that you would never know.
Yes,
but
that you felt, but you felt the need to tell me basically almost the second you went to college.
I made a list one day. I was like, things I'm going to tell my mom after I'm out of the house. But I don't know. We had a good boundary there where it wasn't
But I think that, just to answer her question, I think that, Sal's a boy, obviously Brooke is a girl, and you do treat them differently. And, I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful that if I was going to have one of my kids be a scholar, that it's you. I'm thankful that if I was going to have one of my kids be an athlete, it's Sal. I'm a little bit more.
That's gender biased.
It is. I was about to say, it's very gender biased, but I should say that it's because when I look at Sal, I just sent it to daddy. I'm like, thank God he has sports, right, for direction and and focus mm-hmm. and all of those things. So because you've always been self-motivated and driven mm-hmm. and all that with your schoolwork,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I never looked at my claim to fame with you, Brooke, is that I never once, I didn't do it when from the time you were in kindergarten all the way until now, I've never once looked at your homework. I've never once asked you about, did you study?
Yeah.
You've never
read my papers or
never
helped me with.
Never helped you with even anything, which is sad. I mean, because
we had an external help with college applications.
Yes. We had to bring Rose, in, yeah. We had to bring in four. Did we tell everyone why? Because do you think that you would get questions that I call you Bub?
Oh, we People can address like, that.
What is that? Right? Well, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah. Because I don't even, it's so subconscious to me now. Like, I don't even think about it. But yeah, you can explain why.
So when Brooke was born, she was, well, Brooke was the first grandchild of, no, actually, I shouldn't say that. There was Philip and Dana. But the first grand, well, the first grandchild on my family side, but
I'm pretty much the only one besides
a really close grandchild to my mother-in-law, Sal's mom. And she was very active in Brooke's life and raising her and all that. She was awesome. And anyway, when we brought her home from the hospital, like one of the first times, she would do this thing where she would go, this little bubble. And she would like play with your mouth, you know, like your lips. So anyway, so her, you know, your nickname became Bubble. And then it became Bub. So yeah. Very cute. Even Daddy calls you Bub.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't write it.
No, you don't write it. Dad does over text sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only when he texts me separately, though. Yeah. But not to be confused with Bubbles from my favorite show
girl. Who you love, your Powerpuff Girls.
But I was definitely Blossom, though. The main girl. The pink dress.
Yes, with the red hair. Bubbles, Ginger.
And there was Buttercup, who was, like, the mean one.
Yeah.
And then Bubbles was, like, the really, like, I think she was, like, stupid. Like, yeah.
She was, the poor thing.
It
was
She was like, hi.
Yeah, they were like all stereotypical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was definitely the main girl, though, so. I remember, like.
That was such a great show.
It was such a good show. I love it. women's empowerment. Yeah. So I think that's, we'll wrap it up here.
Sure.
Thanks so much for being here, Mom. That was a good one.
Happy to be here. I hope so, Bob. We did that video one year, and nobody seemed to like it, so.
No, we just didn't get that many views because I didn't title it properly and stuff, so.
And I have a bad, I'm sick, and look, I have an accent.
Oh.
You know, well, and by the way, I don't smoke. I do feel compelled to tell everyone. I have a natural, raspy voice.
That's the tea for the haters.
Yeah, like, so before you write anything bad, I'm very aware that I have a raspy voice. Thanks for letting me know.
This is the first.
I didn't know. This is the first I'm hearing of this.
She's almost 50, and this is the first time she's ever heard of it.
But I do have a cold, and it's my voice. Nobody likes her voice, by the way.
Yeah, who is like, I love my voice. Like,
no, that's one. Weird. Do you ever like? Yeah. Do you ever like? Do your I would say on your answering machine, like even your voice on our answering machine.
Die
when you hear it. You're like cringe.
I like recorded our answering machine. I'm like, hi, you've reached the Michios. We'll be with you because I couldn't stand the you've reached 1, 2, 3. You know, like that standard thing. So I like recorded one day. Now I listen to it because it was from when I was in high school and I want to die. So thank you. That's so funny.
Good times.
Well, we might not necessarily have podcast voice, but it's fine.
It is what it is. I would probably say that I do not have a voice for radio, so I'm very aware of it. So thank you for anyone who is taking note.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter, though. Yes. So we're doing our thing.
Yeah.
So follow us on Instagram. She is at Adina Michio, AdinaMiccio. And I'm at Brooke Michio, BrookeMiccio. Follow Danielle, follow Gals on the Go podcast. I'm really missing Danielle today, but only like 5 days until I see her though, so that's exciting.
Yeah, which is exciting.
Yeah.
You guys will be back on the grind. Yeah. Are you gonna do it before so you could
We're gonna record and we'll be back
together. That's gonna be great. It's gonna be a really good episode. What did she do? What did you do?
Oh, we'll be catching each other up.
Yeah, that's great.
Danielle met up with a bunch of Gals on the Go listeners in Tampa today. That's what I was on the phone with her about.
Nice.
They did a meetup and she like showed up. It was
at the
Oxford Exchange.
Oh, her favorite place.
Yes.
I follow her.
I know
she went there once 2 days in a row during break.
No, I saw that too. Oh, you're really
See, I am active fam to Danielle. But I will say this, you guys should also know this. Brooke and Danielle are legitimate friends. Like,
oh, she just called me just to chat.
No,
yeah.
I mean, but legitimate. Like, I was telling Daddy the other day, I'm like, just the way you guys speak to one another. Like, the other day when I was in your room, I was doing something, whatever I was doing in here, and you were on the phone with her. There's so much kindness, and there's so much, like, there's not that, there's never a stitch of jealousy. And it's just
spite.
Yeah, it's just real nice girl friendship. And, you know, I could say this as a you know, soon to be 49-year-old woman, you don't see that all the time. So mm-hmm. it's very, very genuine, very nice. And I hope it comes across to your listeners.
I think it does, 'cause, yeah, we really talk about, I mean, like, she's like one of my best friends, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, actually, but just so genuine, somebody, yeah.
But let's also be honest, you could have a best friend and you could still be like, you know, but sometimes, you guys are legit,
yeah,
and it's very nice.
And it's really cool how it's through YouTube and everything, too, because sometimes, like, I love all my YouTube friends, but sometimes YouTube friendships get kind of twisted, because it is, obviously...
It's a competitive.
It's kind of awkward at the end of the day.
It's competitive. How can it not be competitive? It's totally competitive. But, you know, we could do a whole podcast on that's the real world, right?
Mm-hmm. So. No, Danielle and I wanted to do one about, like, being confident and, like... not comparing yourself to others, even though I need to get better at that.
All right, but you're work in progress.
Yeah, everybody is.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have said that was your favorite Christmas gift.
But I don't know if it is yet.
Because you haven't driven?
No, I don't know. Daddy moved it. You should probably say what it is.
I showed it in the vlog. It's a car mount, so it's like a magnetic clip on the back of her phone, and it clips into like the vent clip in the car.
Yeah, I'll let you know. So I had an issue with it, just so everyone knows, though, because it was because of the OtterBox. It wasn't sticking, mm-hmm. so Dad got the Gorilla Glue, and now it's probably, I gotta imagine, it's pretty much on there. So I will let you know the next time I talk to you, because I'll do my road trip next week, and I'll have it front and center.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. All right. Well, we're signing off. Thanks so much for the love and support, and we'll talk to you guys all next week. Thanks for being here, Mom.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.